Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rolling.
Hey, and welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. Today is the Friday edition. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily is here.
Hi.
Slow Joe over there.
Yo, yo.
We'll chat probably about what we're all doing this weekend in a minute, but let's unpack this box first. Okay. Today's Share Your Salary was IT Project Manager Pat. Check it out.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that public accounting firm CPA Natalia is making $113,000 a year. Boom. But you can't take a vacation until April 15th. Okay, Pat is on the phone in Olympia. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good. How are you, folks?
Oh, man, we're doing great. Thanks so much for picking up the phone and calling in for Share Your Salary. It's because of people like you that we can have this very open and honest conversation and, quite frankly, help people.
Hey, like the good folk at Chick-fil-A say, it is my pleasure.
Oh!
Yes!
Look at that. Pat's been paying attention. We love that. All right, so Pat is an IT project manager. So let's put 60 seconds on the clock, Pat. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions, try to figure out exactly what it is you do every day. Then when we're done, we'll play a three-minute song while we gather our thoughts. We'll come back. Just our fun in-studio game. We'll guess what we think you make, but then you're going to tell everybody. You're going to share your salary, and that's what everybody's waiting around for, Pat.
Fair enough.
I love it. Okay, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Emily, if you're ready, begin.
What kind of IT projects are these?
Generally, they are in the financial services industry, although I have done a little bit for state government and the Department of Defense.
What would be the most common project that you are assigned?
It completely depends on what's thrown my way, but I'll just throw out there something to do with online banking.
Are you still doing the IT part, or are you just managing people who are doing it?
At this point, I am just managing both developers and some business people.
Would you describe yourself as an introvert or an extrovert?
Introvert, for sure.
How many people are you managing?
Depends on the project, but as few as 5, as many as 20.
Are you a fan of the movie War Games?
Never seen it.
Are you in charge of hiring and firing people?
I am not.
Apple or an Android guy?
Apple.
How long have you been doing this?
The industry, 18. The project management specifically, about 13.
Accomplishment you're most proud of, Pat?
Being a father.
I'm sorry, Emily. That is all the time we have.
Okay.
Morning Wolfpack, if you want to jump in or help us out, we depend on your guesses. I do, anyway. So text us right now. What do you think Pat and Olympia makes every year as an IT project manager? Text your guess to 46150. And we're going to find out. If you can hang out with us for 3 minutes, we're going to find out how much Pat makes every year doing what he does. Coming up right after the song.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Pat. He lives in Olympia, and he is an IT project manager. Emily, what else did we just learn about Pat?
So they worked on a lot of financial projects, but do some other stuff as well. But he's not doing the IT part anymore. He's just managing. He is an introvert, and he prefers Apple products.
Okay, I'm going to use the text message because I love your text. Thanks, you make it easy for me. And quite honestly, I've been on a heater with your text messages. So Kayla in Seattle, thanks so much for checking in. 150 seemed like a good place to
wow.
go. I do believe when you get to a place where you're not doing the heavy lifting anymore and you're just managing the heavy lifters, you are bona fide. Plus, you live in the state capital. So there you go. Emily, over to you.
Well, I think you've been in this industry a very long time and you can manage up to 20 people. So I'm kind of on the same lane as Matt, but I'll go 120.
Okay, Slow Joe. You.
He's doing Department of Defense, big banks, money moving. I'm going 175.
Oh, man. Well, Pat, we all have a lot of faith in you making a lot of money. Our guesses are 120, 150, 175. So let's put an end to the conversation and figure it out once and for all. Pat, it is time to share your salary, my friend. How much money are you making every year as an IT project manager?
I'm making 166 gross.
Oh, as 16, Slow Joe, there we go. Well, I'm glad we were all kind of, you know, in the right ballpark there, Pat. Congratulations on making a ton of money.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It affords me and my family a comfortable living.
Do you have to have a college degree to do what you do?
I would say most places expect a college degree or require it, but I don't think you have to have one, to be honest. You have to be organized and be able to plan things.
Well, and how much of your job is actually just managing the people that are doing the work for you and making sure they're being productive?
Depends on how good they are, how independent they are, but let's say a quarter of my time.
Oh, that's not too bad. What's up with you never seeing War Games, though?
What can I say? There's a lot of movies out there to see.
You know, I just think it's one of those really old, it's like Matthew Broderick's first movie. He was a teenager, but it's just about computers. And look it up over the weekend if you're bored, and then let me know next week what you think.
I will absolutely do that.
All right, Pat, we love you, buddy. Thanks for listening to the Morning Wolf Pack, and thanks for being a part of Share Your Salary.
You too. Thank you, folks.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know, Emily, if you agree with this or not, but, you know, Slow Joe is kind of our little techie guy. Like, I think if anybody in the show is going to be an IT pro, don't you think he salivates a little bit at the mouth when he hears salaries like that?
Yeah.
When we talk to guys in a career that potentially you could probably do.
Yeah, it is a little bit weird because there have been opportunities to deviate from this course to that. And it's a tough one because, yes, it is a lot of money. But it's also really boring.
I was going to say, it's not much fun.
You're not nerdy enough, bro. Like, you're really, like, not, like, introverted enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're kind of too hip. Isn't he too hip to be an IT guy?
Nah.
I don't know.
You seen our IT guys? You want to hang out with them?
Honestly, I think I would just become bored with it, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, hey, if this thing ever goes south, I can get back into the IT.
Oh, if it's just when, because they all do, Slow Joe.
Radio.
They all do. Yep. Radio, the only constant is... Anyway, let's talk about other interesting things. Oh, by the way, if you want to come back to us on Monday, we're going to be talking to an executive assistant. Her name is Katie. We don't know who she works for or what she does. We just know she's an executive assistant, which sounds kind of fancy.
Yeah.
Sounds like a concierge service, if you ask me. Oof. What's everybody doing this weekend? Excuse me, that was a little coffee burp. Em, what you got? What do you got?
I've got nothing.
Oh!
I think it's supposed to be... might be raining this weekend. If not, we'll probably take the dog for a walk. But with the coronavirus scare, like, there's not big, you know, we don't want to go into mass. Like, we can't do a Costco Friday night date because Costco is...
Sure you can.
No, I'm not talking about getting corona. I'm talking about the mass of people at Costco.
Oh, yeah. Like, I went there a week and a half ago. I didn't even realize it was so crowded. I couldn't find a place to park.
Yeah.
And then it was just insanity inside. And I honestly didn't put it together.
Yeah. So, really nothing. Probably just staying in, watching sports like normal.
Quarantining yourself.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a good weekend for it.
It's like I told, well, yeah. And I know if you're going to be in Woodinville, it's always winter in Woodinville.
It is.
But it's funny because the Seattle forecast is like mid-40s, maybe 50, overcast, but looks okay. Issaquah, it's 43 with a chance of snow and rain. And Woodinville, God only knows. In fact, I have Woodinville in my weather tracker thing because typically on a Saturday, I'll be doing a bike ride through Woodinville. Yeah, currently in Woodinville, it's 34 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Seattle proper, it's almost 40.
Yeah.
So
Woodinville
is different. So tomorrow they're calling for light rain, 90% chance of light rain. Your high is 46. Sunday, mix of snow and rain.
Yeah, we ain't taking her for a walk.
Well, I'm sure you could take a dog walk, but it's definitely not going to be a great weekend around here. Depends on where you're at. Slow Joe, are you quarantining yourself too? Is this self-quarantine weekend?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I had an exhausting weekend anyway, just with some emotional, marital kind of like things going on. Not to get into specifics, but
we should get into specifics on that.
God, no.
Let's unpack that box.
Let me have that conversation with my mom first, and then we can talk.
Do you have to talk to your mom about it?
No. Well, she kind of caught me. She called me Sophie and I were in the midst of like just like communicating again, and my mom called unexpectedly, which is always a freak out for me. I'm like, oh God, what happened? And so she can immediately tell no matter what when I pick up the phone if there's something wrong. So I'm like, yeah. She's like, what is it? What's going on? I'm like, Sophie's mad at me, justifiably so. We're working on it. It'll be fine. But I know the two of them have been communicating as recently as yesterday over Uh-oh. Something for my birthday.
So I thought they were teaming up about your indiscretions.
They will. Yeah, they have and they will.
Sophie's close with your mom, right?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, they're an alliance for sure. You're out, bro.
Yeah, she is.
You're done.
She is the favored child now.
Yeah,
she's easily overtaken me in that regard. So
well, I couldn't help but notice you say a lot of times. Yeah, well, Sophie wants to go see my mom in Goldendale.
She's very good about she's good about making sure that we do that, which is like to me, it's close. And I talk to my mom several times a week, and I feel good about that. But she's good about making sure we just get in the car and go.
Plus, you have baby goats there.
Those baby goats.
How long did the fight go for?
It was made more complicated by the fact that it started like early in the morning, I think on Monday or Tuesday. She worked all day that day and I didn't see her. I was in bed by the time she got home. And then, so there was literally like 48 hours when we didn't speak. And it was bad enough that she wasn't responding to my text messages. So,
Ooh, she shut you out.
She iced me for almost a couple days.
Ooh, that's real anger there.
It was legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't notice it, and I know you so well. I didn't notice it until the day you actually said, hey, if I'm a little off, I'm going through something. I think right. Was that Wednesday? That was Wednesday.
It was Tuesday. It was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Because yesterday you were back to being good.
Yes.
So it was Wednesday that I like.
Yeah.
And I told Joe the next day, Emily, because I texted him later in the day. I said, "You good, dude?" He's like, "No, we're good. We just went through the emotional roller coaster and we're fine."
Right.
I said, "Good," because I'm tired of walking on eggshells. Like I can tell when Joe's going through that, he wants to fight with us. Like I can tell, if I say the bullshit, if I say the wrong thing, you're so combative. I'm like, I just stand down.
Well, I wouldn't say fight. It's just an irritability, which is
okay. We're all like that.
We're all like that.
I'm the same way. Like when you have that, what do you call it in your life? It's a combativeness.
Contention.
Yeah, you're contentious with others too.
And we've got our policy here is like leave that stuff at the door. And so I try to do that and not bring it up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then at some point it's like, okay, in fairness to everybody, like this just needs to be put out there that like, hey, there's a thing. It ain't going to like affect work, but just there's a thing. You know what I mean?
What I like, my small victories, and we talked about that on the show, is when I go through that and you have, and nobody knows.
Well, that's just,
then
that's
I know what, I've won.
And I know.
And I had it, by the way, not, all last week.
Yeah.
Was that for me?
Well, yeah, and you, I don't know. I've never met anybody that does that, leave stuff at the door as well as you do. And that's what I'm almost competing with it. Like, I feel guilty. Like, if something in my personal life affects me at work, like, I feel like I'm failing.
Aww.
Because you can do that so incredibly well.
I think I've just been through more.
It's been decades of
when
that
you
kind
get
of stuff.
Divorced, it's a year.
Yeah.
So you're pretty good at boxing stuff up and putting it away.
Oh, and everything leading up to that? Like, there's a good 5 years. We're just like, holy crap.
Well, and to be honest with you, too, I medicated pretty heavily with alcohol for a while.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of numb, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, we're good. Life is good.
Well, it's a pretty simple rule around here for me, and this is what I was taught.
Yeah.
If it's something that you're going to talk about on the air, then bring in all that emotion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And let others just roll around in it. And if you're going to share it, be prepared for every kind of opinion.
Right.
It's public opinion.
Right.
And at that point, there's no hurt feelings and no kid gloves because you're sharing.
Right.
If not, then you come in game face, ready to go, and there's nothing wrong.
Right.
Pretty simple. And then, but my rule still, like at 9 or 10 o'clock when the show's over, if you guys need an ear, let it out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's go.
For sure.
We'll talk. We're friends. But yeah, that's just to get through a day because it's hard.
It is hard.
It's fucking hard. Yep. Oops, I just said the F word. Hey, podcast.
Anyway.
Whoops, family
get
friendly.
Rid of that.
Oh.
So, anyway.
Well, I'm glad you're on the other side of it.
Oh, yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're better for it. So
yeah, that's all funny good. How those things work out.
Yep.
It's funny because I could tell with both of you, but I will never say anything.
Yeah.
Because I figure if you're not saying anything, you don't want to talk about it, I'm not going to bring it up.
Yeah, no.
I think that's a pretty good policy because I think for all of us, if you want to share something, you will.
Right.
Like, hey, can I get your opinion about something?
Right.
But there are days I can definitely tell you're going through something, Matt, and I'm like, he'll say something if he wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, a lot of times you know how you're the same way, Em. You shut it down. You don't want to talk about it. You know, if it's shareable, we'll share.
Especially if it's something like, for me, a lot of times it's a headache. And I'm like, I'm tired of... it's not an excuse. I'm tired of telling you guys I have a bad headache. Like, I'm just going to fight through it. You know, if it's something that constantly comes up, it's like, yeah, it is what it is.
Check out that dude in the window. He's just like checking it out.
Hey, see him? He's clothed.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not naked. Yeah, for that though, and I think I checked in with you that day too. I'm like, hey, you good? And you're like, yeah, I just had a headache. I go, well, next time tell me, because I feel like something's wrong. Yeah. But if it's just a headache, that's a physical, like I got a broken bone.
I feel bad of like, that person.
Me too. When I went through that insomnia spell for months, like I got so tired of just being like, I didn't sleep again. Yeah. Like I just, it sucks. I don't know what to do, but it's, you know, you don't want to make an excuse.
When it's a recurrent thing, it is. Yeah.
Okay. But if I think as a general rule, if you kind of have a feeling like, I'm doing a pretty good job fighting through this, but I bet everybody can kind of tell something's off.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to say, hey, I'm fighting through this, but here's what I got.
Right.
I'm in a, like, if I seem, and I really appreciate it when you said that.
Yeah. Because you two were about to go to blows.
Well, I'm like, because you were like, it was some stupid, like, what do we title a Facebook video? And we're there, we're about ready to fight. I'm like, something's not right. And guys, we need a little extra help.
All right.
No, so you're like, hey, I'm going through something, man.
It's fine. It's not fine. It's fine. I'm fine. You're not fine. I'm like, geez, oh, Pete.
I think we're all a little bit different, but I think for everybody's sake, I should probably come with just a Surgeon General's warning, like, hey,
everybody should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And M, you should say, hey, I got a headache today. It's not that I hate your guts. I just have a headache.
Well, at least I have a headache.
Yeah.
The other thing might be there a little. Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea, because I think no matter who you are or where you work or what you do, and I think this goes for our personal relationships too, you think you're really good at it.
Right.
You think you're hiding your emotion. You think you're coming across a certain way. But unless you have a camera on you and you're aware of all your little, because we are so aware of each other's nonverbals.
I was going to say, we spend so much time together.
Yeah. Totally. Like if I'm, even if I'm just like a little too much time on my laptop,
right?
Something's, you know. And I remember that happened one time. Em's like, everything okay over there on your laptop? And I'm like, yeah, it wasn't. But I'm like, I shouldn't be doing it. Like, I was in the middle of an exchange. Like, why am I doing this at work? I don't know. So I think it's important to know we all try, but you're very unaware of how you project to others. And it's, sometimes it's really obvious.
And we're all, I think, collectively bad at misinterpreting things as something that they're not. So if you're grouchy or I'm grouchy or something, we're be like, God, what did I do? Like, why is he mad at me? You know what I mean? When that could completely not be the case.
The one thing I did learn and a good takeaway for me from therapy, and Vanessa and I went to a lot of this because we both came from divorces, and there's all these triggers and buttons and shit. You gotta, you know. The one thing that I really took away from that is how to check in with myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's a matter, I will leave the studio and I'll go to the bathroom and I'll be like, okay, I know I'm irritable right now. Why?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Mm-hmm. What's the problem? And if it's a problem that I can fix, well, then fix it. If not, like, a couple deep breaths, chill out, move forward. But I never used to do that. I never used to even just be aware of how I was feeling. So how could I expect anybody else?
It's a big first step.
Well, it's part of it. It's like, and that's the thing. It's actually called hypoarousal, where somebody pushes your button and you're like, I know I shouldn't go in right now. I shouldn't engage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm going anyway. Yeah. Like, I'm, you like,
you're angry.
Yeah, you're so mad, but it's not about the thing.
Yeah.
It's something else. And you're just like in this flipped out headspace where you can't even like think rationally. Right. It's called hyper arousal. Like, you're just like, wah, like your whole body goes nuts. Well, and so to avoid that, you got to check in and be like, okay, my heart's beating out of my chest. But this is not important. So what else is it?
Well, that happens once a month for most women.
Totally.
That's true.
And for men, it's about learning like, hey, it's okay just to be like, put on some love gloves and love her through it, because she can't control this right now.
Yep.
So, I'm actually reading a book right now. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but...
Why?
Well, it's a little self-helpy, touchy-feely, but it was recommended because we still, every once in a while, like Vanessa's been checking in with our therapist, and we do it individually now. I haven't done it in a long time, but she said, hey, there's a book she recommended, kind of keep and think, like, it basically defines what love is and why it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this woman who devoted her whole life, and actually there's a lot of quotes from UW and Washington State, a lot of people, but anyway, it's just really interesting. So far, it's just about what is love. Why are these relationships so powerful? And what is it, you know, and it just comes down to like attachment and emotional connection.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty fascinating as to why it's so like devastating.
Why? Oh. Why? Does he get into the science of it?
I am 30 pages in.
Oh, okay.
So I am sure, not so far. It's just more about emotional connections, and a lot of it has to do with parenting and how you're raised and stuff like that. So emotional connection.
So is that what you're doing this weekend? Reading your book?
No, I have two bike races. I will be reading my book.
Where are your bike races?
I've got a time trial tomorrow, which I will call my shot right now. I am fully expecting to win.
Ooh,
that. So I'm calling that shot. I am fully, if I do not win tomorrow, it'll be a disappointment. There's only 10 of the people in the category, and I'm going really good. So
where
it's a time trial. It's in Black Diamond. So it's kind of near the Flaming Geyser State Park. So it's really close to my house.
Remember your shoe insoles?
I already put them in.
Okay.
I won't bore you with a story about how I found an extra pair. They're permanently in there. And then Sunday, it's a big road race with the whole team and all the guys. It'll be so much fun. I'm so excited. It's in Mason Lake, which I've never been to Mason Lake, but basically you go like around Tacoma and up that way past Gig Harbor and all that, and you go up north back a little bit after you get around the bottom and go up. It's about an hour 40 away from Issaquah, so big road race. Looking forward to that too.
That's cool.
I know. I am so pumped for this weekend.
Good.
All the training. It's like race time.
Nice.
All right. We've chatted. Got deep.
Yeah, we did.
That was real.
Woof.
It was intense.
That's what we do. Sometimes.
I love it. Not all the time. I think yesterday I talked about the new Formula One TV show.
That's right.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend. We love you. We'll see you back on Monday.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.